我们现在一同来读经第四十七章。
Genesis chapter 47。
创世纪第四十七章。
Genesis 47。
我们翻到了后以后，我们轮流来读。
And we read it responsively。
又是进去告诉法老说：“我的父亲和我的弟兄带着羊群、牛群，并一切所有的，从迦南地来了，如今在歌珊地。”又是从他弟兄中挑出五个人来，引他们去见法老。法老问又是的弟兄说：“你们以何事为业？”他们对法老说：“你的仆人是牧羊的，连我们的祖宗也是牧羊的。”他们又对法老说：“迦南地的饥荒甚大，仆人的羊群没有草吃，所以我们来到这地寄居，现在求你永仆人住在歌珊地。”法老对约瑟说：“你父亲和你弟兄到这里来了，埃及地都在你面前，只管叫你父亲和弟兄住在园中最好的地，他们可以住在歌珊地。你若知道他们中间有什么能人，就派他们看管我的牲畜。”约瑟领他的父亲雅各进到法老面前，雅各就给法老祝福。法老问雅各说：“你生平的年日是多少呢？”雅各对法老说：“我寄居在世的年日是130岁，我平生的年日又少又苦，不及我列祖在世寄居的年日。”雅各又给法老祝福，就从法老面前出去了。又是遵着法老的命，把埃及国最好的地，就是南塞境内的地，给他父亲和弟兄居住作为产业。又是用粮食奉养他的父亲和他弟兄，并他父亲全家的眷属，都是照着各家的人口来奉养他们。饥荒甚大，全地都缺了粮，甚至埃及地和迦南地的人因那饥荒的缘故都饿昏了。又是收集了埃及地和迦南地所有的银子，就是众人地粮的银子，又是就把那银子带到法老的宫里。埃及地和迦南地的银子都花尽了，埃及众人都来见约瑟说：“我们的银子都用尽了，求你给我们粮食，我们为什么死在你面前呢？”约瑟说：“若是银子用尽了，可以把你们的牲畜给我，我就为你们的牲畜给你们粮食。”于是他们把牲畜赶到约瑟那里，约瑟就拿银食粮食换了他们的牛羊驴马。那一年因换他们一切的牲畜，就用粮食为养活他们。他那一年过去，第二年他们又来见约瑟说：“我们不瞒我主，我们的银子都花尽了，牲畜也都归了我主。我们在我主眼前，除了我们的身体和田地之外，一无所剩。你何人？见我们人死地荒呢？求你用粮食买我们和我们的地，我们和我们的地就给法老效力。又求你给我们种子，使我们得存活，不致死亡，地土也不致荒凉。”于是又是为法老买了埃及所有的地。埃及人因被饥荒所逼，个人都卖了自己的田地，那地就归了法老。至于百姓，又是叫他们从埃及这边直到埃及那边都从归各城，唯有祭司的地又是没有买，因为祭司有从法老所得的长俸，他们吃法老所给的长俸，所以他们不卖自己的地。又是对百姓说：“我今日为法老买了你们和你们的地，看来这里有种子给你们，你们就可以种地。后来打粮食的时候，他们要把五分之一拿给法老，四分可以归你们做地里的种子，也就是你们和你们家口孩童的食物。”他们说：“你救了我们的性命，但愿我们在我主眼前蒙恩，我们就做法老的仆人。”也是又是为埃及定下常例，这到今日法老必得五分之一，唯独祭司的地不归法老。以色列人住在埃及的歌珊地，他们在那里置了产业，并且生育众多。雅各住在埃及地17年， 雅各平生的日子是147岁，以色列的时期临近了，他就叫他儿子约瑟来说，我若在你眼前蒙恩，请你把手放在我大腿底下，用慈爱和诚实待我，请你不要将我葬在埃及，我与我主我父同睡的时候，你要将我带出埃及，葬在他们所葬的地方。约瑟说，我必遵着你的命而行。雅各说，你要向我起誓。约瑟就向他起的誓，于是以色列在床头上敬拜上帝。我们读经就到这个地方。我们上个礼拜已经更加的谈到了雅各要到埃及地去了。
Last week we spoke about how Jacob would go to Egypt.
雅各为什么要到埃及地去呢？
Why would he go to Egypt?
因为他一心盼望看见许久没有见的他最爱的儿子。
He was determined to see the son that he has long lost.
他根本不可能相信离别这么久已经被野兽吞吃的孩子还可能活在这个世界上。
It was so unbelievable for him to have this son whom he thought was dead still living.
直到埃及王宫派来的车迎接他的献祭摆在他面前的时候，
Until he saw for a fact the chariots that came from Egypt.
他的眼睛明亮了，
His eyes were open.
他讲一句话，趁着我没有死，我要去见约瑟。
And he said that before I die, I will go meet Joseph.
一个人活在世界有什么盼望呢？
What kind of hope do we have when we are alive?
一个人失去他最爱的孩子，他为什么还有力量活下去呢？
Why would we continue to live if our most beloved child died?
如果还有可能看见他久违没有办法看见的孩子，这是何等的死灰复燃呢？
And it is such a wonderful thing to be able to meet a child that you thought was dead.
这一次中国遇到了很大的灾难。
This time there is a great catastrophe in China.
很多的人因为国家的政策，一生只生一个孩子，就将永远看不见。
And many people because of government policy only have one child and now he's
dead. 他们要用什么力量维持生活下去呢？
So what sort of strength should they draw from?
这完全已经不是物质供应的问题了。
This is not a question of material supply.
这完全不是唯物论可以解释的人生的意义了。
Or something that materialism can explain.
因为生命是比生活更深入的。
Life is a lot more profound than living.
许多时候感情的需要是比理性的分析更实际的。
Very often emotional needs are more practical than rational thinking.
人亲情的关系不是政治所能解决的。
Human relationships cannot be solved just by political declarations.
当政府宣布你们可以再生，因为你们的独生子已经死了。
When the government declares that you can have another child because your only child is dead.
很多人说我们已经过了生育的时期，我们怎能再生呢？
Many people think that they are already past the age of bearing children.
这些话都是最感人肺腑人心里面所发出来的声音。
And all these words are words of great sincerity from human hearts.
很多人很想问上帝啊，这样的大地震对整个中国的百姓有什么好处呢？
Many people want to ask, Oh God, what is the purpose of this earthquake for the Chinese?
苦难带来怎么样的价值呢？
What sort of value is there in suffering?
我们常常看一切的历史过程的时候，
When we look at the development of history,
我们会被卡住在一些短暂时刻的痛苦中间。
We are often trapped and trapped between some temporal suffering.
很少的人会超越这些片段的历史，看到整个永恒的价值。
Very few people can surpass the fragmentary history to see eternal value.
所以我们需要信，我们需要望，我们需要爱。
And therefore we need faith, we need hope, we need love.
这些东西在宗教里面是每一个人都在寻求的东西。
And these are things that we seek in religion.
这些东西只有在基督里面把真正的答案赐给人。
But these are things that can only be found truly in Jesus Christ.
当然最近一段时间很多人都在想这些的问题。
For the past few period of time, many people are thinking about such things.
但是我们从反面来看，
But when we look at it from another angle,
没有经历苦难的文化一定是肤浅的。
A culture that has not suffered before must be shallow.
没有经历苦难的人生一定是生活非常平淡的。
And a human life that has no suffering must be very plain.
从物质上给他多大的供应都没有办法使他的心灵茁壮起来。
It doesn't matter how much material wealth you have, you cannot be strengthened in your heart.
Sukarati said, an examined life is not worth living.
苏格拉底说，一个没有经过考验的生命是不值得活下去。所以，人的生命跟苦难的价值是不能没有关系。And therefore, the value of human life is linked with suffering.
我常对我的孩子说，I
often said to my children,
除了上帝给你救赎的恩典以外，other
than the grace of salvation from God,
你这一生最大的幸福就是因为你曾经受过苦。The
greatest blessing you will have in life is that you have suffered before.
一个没有受过苦的人，a
person who has never suffered,
可能是一个很可怕的人。
Perhaps we live a horrifying life.
一个没有受过苦的人,
a person who has never suffered,
他没有办法建立对同类之间真正同情怜悯的感情。
Cannot possibly have the emotion of empathy towards another person.
他没有办法知道别人的感受是什么。
He will not be able to understand how others feel.
总是以自己为中心, 用他自己非常狭窄的感觉去衡量别人。
He will judge other people based on his own narrow and self-centeredness.
所以从整个的个体来说,
so from an overall view,
我相信上帝会使中华民族跟中国的文化更深一层的了解人性跟永恒之间的关系。
I believe that God will enable the Chinese to have a more profound understanding of human relationship.
在每一个受苦的个人来说,
for every single individual who has suffered,
他们的切身经历了不能弥补的损失。
In their life, they have experienced losses that cannot be recovered.
但整个的民族来说,
but for the entire nation,
当这些受苦的人胜过了他们生命中间的阴影以后,
when these suffering victims are able to overcome the shadows of their life,
他们可能给人类带来的教导, 带来的启发, 会超过那些没有受过苦的人所能有知识跟学术,
perhaps they are able to teach and inspire people more than the academians.
如果在这些受苦人中间以后兴起了一些新一代的中国领袖,
if among all these suffering people there emerge a new generation leader for China,
他们爱百姓的心一定会胜过以前的人。
They will love the people more than people before them.
这些是我们现在没有办法预测的。
These are things we cannot predict.
所以我们要为中国祷告。
And so we need to pray for China.
求主给中国的百姓面临大苦难的时候,
may the Lord enable the Chinese when they face great catastrophe,
有一个得胜的心,
they will have a heart that is victorious,
有一个回到上帝面前的心,
that a heart that will return to God.
因为这个世界无论多进步多丰富, 都是神的许可。
Because no matter how blessed and how prosperous the world is, the Lord has allowed it.
我们无论多物质的享受, 都没有办法超过我们心灵在神面前所蒙受的恩典的意义。
No matter how much we enjoy the physical world, it is less than what we have received from God.
所以许多时候我们现在没有办法看出上帝对这些受苦的民族有怎样的价值跟教导。
Very often we are not able to tell what God has in mind for the suffering people.
诗人说，我要耐心等候耶和华。
The psalmist says, I will wait upon the Lord.
他必垂听我的祷告。
He will surely listen to my prayers.
个人是如此。
It is the case for the individual,
民众是如此,
the case for the people,
国家也是如此,
and the case for the nation.
经过这次大地震会使中国人有很深的反省。
After this great catastrophe, the Chinese will reflect upon their lives.
因为我们以为有钱建筑了很多的学校就可以栽培更多人，结果就杀死更多人。
We think that by being wealthy we can build many many schools, but in the end many more children die.
这些建筑是不负责任的。
People who build these buildings are irresponsible. And we should punish those who build substandard buildings.
但是神用什么办法呢?
But what methods would God use?
又是许可自然界受咒诅产生的灾祸。
God allowed a disaster that came about because the earth was cursed.
是许多的生命被这些错误的建筑杀死以后,
and many lives were lost because of all these substandard buildings.
人才开始反省他们所做的事对别人的安危有多么大的关系。
And then people will start to be awakened that there are consequences to the mistakes they made.
今天我看报纸呢,
When I was reading the newspaper today,
福建很多的学者开始注意有地震大概会怎么样了。
In Fujian, many people start to check the quality of the school buildings.
表示从前就不注意这个事情了。
It meant that in the past, people don't
care. 四川发生了这么多的师生被活埋在里面。
In Sichuan, so many students and teachers were buried alive.
别的省开始注意这个事情。
And other provinces immediately take care of it.
一个民族的进步。
And so the progression of a people.
一个文化的建立。
The establishment of a civilization.
许多时候付许多许多可怕的代价。
Very often you have to pay horrifying price.
照样，民族人权的被尊重。
In the same way, the respect for basic human rights.
妇女难产要流很多的血。
Very often it's like a hard woman in hard labor, she had to bleed a lot.
我们做基督徒的。
As Christians.
我们存着一个爱神爱人的心。
We need to have a heart that loves God and loves humanity.
怜悯在苦难中间的人。
And have compassion towards those who are suffering.
在我们可能的能力范围里面帮助他们。
And within our ability, we want to help them.
为我们的国家祷告。
And to pray for our country.
为我们的百姓祷告。
And to pray for our people.
求主赐福他们以后的日子。
May the Lord bless their days ahead.
我们现在回到圣经，我们所读的这一段的经文里面。
And let us return to the passage that we read.
所以当雅各听见他的孩子又是还活着的时候。
And so when Jacob realized that his son Joseph was still alive.
他就说，趁着我还活着。我为什么不去快快见他一面呢？
And he said, since I'm alive, I must quickly go meet him.
所以他就下埃及去。
And so he went to Egypt.
他一生中间没有什么计划到埃及去。
In his life, he has never planned to go to Egypt.
因为他知道神赐福应许给他的地就在迦南，不在埃及。
He knew that the promised land was in Canaan and not Egypt.
这个跟现在基督徒提上帝的引导、上帝的带领是完全两种不同的人生观。
And this is very different from Christians always talking about how God guides them.
今天的基督徒一讲上帝的带领，心里就想到美国去。
Today, when we say God is guiding me, it must be towards America.
这个很奇怪的。
This is very strange.
从来没有听过一个人神引导我到非洲去。
I've never heard people say God guided me to Africa.
神引导我到阿拉伯去。
Or God guide me to Arab, Saudi Arabia.
很少这样的见证。
Very seldom would you hear something like that.
最多讲上帝的引导的是牧师。
And pastors always talk about the guidance of God.
最多牧师说上帝引导我到美国加拿大去。
And the most pastors say God is guiding me to America or Canada.
属灵人这么不属灵。
These spiritual people are so unspiritual.
怎么盼望这些不属灵的人会变成属灵。
So how would they transform those who are unspiritual?
有样学样。
You will just imitate them.
所以我第一次到美国去的时候。
The first time I went to America.
许多问题里面有一个问题吓了我一跳。
Many people asked me questions and one was astonishing to
me. 很多牧师传道叫我们一定要回东南亚去，但是他们就是从东南亚来的。
And many pastors tell me to go back to Southeast Asia and, but they came from there in the first place.
你的看法如何？
So the questioner asked, what do you think?
当听众逼你讲诚实话的时候，
when the audience forced you to speak honest words，
你不可以逃避，
you cannot escape。
那我怎么回答呢？
So how would I answer？
我说如果神引导他来又引导你去，都不要多讲，不必批评别人。
I said you don't have to criticize others if it is indeed God who led him here and you there。
那我是用如果。
But I said if，
如果神引导他到这里来，
If the Lord has guided the pastor to come here,
引导你到哪里去，
and guides you to go back to Asia, both has to be obedient.
问题是，是不是如果上帝真的引导他？
The question therefore is it true that God has guided?
至少我感觉到，我这一生从来没有神的感动叫我搬到美国去。
At least for me, I have never felt God calling me to go to America.
因为我的负担就是在印。
My burden is in Indonesia.
多少次美国请我去做牧师。
There have been so many invitations for me.
薪水大得不得了。
With great pay.
我不好意思说，我是相当被欢迎的传道之一。
I think that I'm one of the more welcomed pastors.
我说我比别人更有机会。
And I have a lot more opportunities.
当赵世光牧师死的时候。
When Reverend 赵世光 passed away,
我有机会变成林良堂全世界的总会督。
I could have become the Archbishop of 林良堂。
当这个季志文退休的时候
，When Reverend Andrew G retired,
三次总会邀请我去代替他做全世界的总会长。
There are three invitations to ask me to take over his place as General Secretary.
甚至对别人宣布了。
And they even go declare this to others.
我问来问去没有
But I kept asking the Lord, I was not inspired.
一点感动都没有。
I was completely not moved.
所以后来我就定了一个原则。
And so I had this principle.
除非上帝真正引导。
If the Lord truly guides me,
清楚感动,
and clearly I am inspired,
我一步不离开印尼,
I will not leave Indonesia.
就这样，很多在印尼动乱的时候搬到美国的，现在一个一个沉下去了。
And so many pastors that left Indonesia during the riot time have now declined in ministry.
我们在印尼做了很大的工作。
But on the other hand, we have done great things in Indonesia.
所以我们的脚步在上帝的手里。
Our steps are in the hands of God.
你不要为你自己定你自己的计划。
Do not set your own plan for yourself.
你凡真正敬畏上帝的人。
Those who truly fear the Lord.
上帝不会撇下他。
God will not forsake him.
雅各是本来没有心要到埃及去的人。
Jacob did not want to go to Egypt.
因为他的祖宗就是离开米索波大米到迦南地来。
His ancestors left Mesopotamia to Canaan.
所以他们根本就是在哪里等候上帝把应许之地赐给他们。
They waited for God to give them the promised land.
等了一代没有得到果效。
After one generation, there was no result.
等了第二代没有得到果效。
Neither was the second generation.
等到第三代，他已经130岁。
By the third generation, he was 130 years old.
这样呢，亚伯拉罕75岁死的时候，迦南地还不属于他的家族。
When Abraham died at 175, they still did not have Canaan.
当以撒在180岁死的时候，他们还没有得到迦南地。
When Isaac was 180 when he died, they still did not have the land.
雅各到了130岁的时候，还是照样是周游牧羊，没有定居之处的流民。
From Jacob was 130, he was still a nomadic shepherd.
上帝啊，你的旨意是什么
？So, O Lord, what then is your will?
上帝啊，你的计划很难明白。
Difficult to understand your plan.
上帝啊，你的时间我不能琢磨。
Oh God, I cannot figure out your timing.
你就是要你所应许的人继续不断过这种游离不定的生活，要到几时呢？
When do you want your people to keep drifting from land to land?
当上帝的时间没有到的时候，你不要自以为聪明。
Before the time of God is up, do not plot for yourself.
你不要自己做主。
Do not think of your own.
你要忍耐等候耶和华。
You need to wait in patience.
这是基督徒很难明白，也很难真正学成功的功课。
This is a lesson that is very difficult to understand, very difficult to learn.
那么没有先到埃及的雅各，为什么这次去呢
？So why did Jacob go to Egypt this time?
因为他愿意看又是海货主。
He was willing to meet the living Joseph.
真的海货主吗
？He wanted to see for himself.
这个父亲特别爱。把爱莫能助的孩子现在还活着吗
？This child that he loved so much but thought was dead, was he still alive?
活得好好的，或者永远做奴隶，永远没有起色的地方
？Was he living well or is he a slave?
请你注意下面的几句话。
Take note of what I'm about to say.
这是我一生人生的经验归纳出来的。
This is a summary of my life's experience.
如果人妒忌你
，If others are envious of you,
如果人恨你
，If they hate you,
甚至他诽谤你
，And they malign against you,
甚至打倒你
，Maybe they try to assault you.
不是出于许可，你永远不会在人的损害中间实实在在撑下去。
If the Lord would not allow this, you would not fall.
所以你们受人诽谤攻击的时候，不要生气，不要动怒，也不要报复。
So do not get angry, do not take revenge when others assault you or attack you.
你总要想被妒忌好过妒忌人。
You must think that it's better to be envied than to envy others.
被仇恨好过恨人。
It's better to be hated than to hate others.
被毁谤好过毁谤人。
It's better to be maligned than to malign others.
你被毁谤的你很苦，但是毁谤你的人更苦，他需要的是你的同情。不是你的报复。
The person who falsely accused you actually need your sympathy, not your vengeance.
你们一定要学习这些功课。
You must learn these lessons.
这些功课从第一本创世纪都已经记载下来。
And we see this from the first book of the Bible, Genesis.
人过了几千年还不懂，这不过证明没有进化论。
After so many thousand years, we still haven't learned the lesson. It means that there's no evolution.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
有人妒忌你。
If others are jealous of you,
没有人妒忌比他更差的东西。
Nobody will be jealous of something worse than him.
如果人妒忌你
，if they are jealous of you，
表示你有所特长，所以人家才不喜欢。
It means that you have something good that people will be jealous about.
有人排挤你
If they go after you,
因为你成为人的威胁，所以人家不喜欢你。
It must be because you have become a threat.
这种经验我多得不得了。
I have so much of such experience.
我有时候想，为什么上帝生我在世界上，成了这么多人的威胁呢？
I always ask myself, why am I a threat to so many people?
很多人很讨厌我。
Many people don't like me.
但是我看到讨厌我的脸孔，也是上帝造的，很可爱。
But I think that he too is made in the image of God.
所以我们需要为这些人祷告。
We need to pray for these people.
因为他们比我们更可怜。
They are more pitiful than us.
我们为什么生气比我们更低级的人？
So why are we angry towards people who are lower than us?
你生气比你更低级的人，跟他妒忌比他更高级的人，两个是七斤，这个半斤八两。
To be angry with someone who is lower than you is the same as him being angry with you.
所以你们学到这样的智慧。
You must learn such wisdom.
无论如何，以善报恶。
It doesn't matter what you do, you need to repay that with good.
无论如何，不替自己伸冤。
And do not seek your own vengeance.
因为当有人攻击你，你就反他的时候。
When you react when people attack you,
你正在损害自己。
You are harming yourself.
你正在羞辱自己。
You are humiliating yourself.
因为你不能再集中你的火力跟撒旦征战。
Because you cannot fight against Satan.
你现在分一些最重要的资源跟自己的弟兄征战。
What you are doing is diverting your resources to fight with your own brothers.
那是很可惜的事情。
This is something very regretful.
当我们学习从最讨厌的人身上看见他可爱的地方的时候，
If we learn to love those who we hate most,
你的灵性就从你的下载中间被释放出来。
Your spirituality will be released from your bondage.
第二样，
Secondly,
没有栽培过你。
Those who play no part in nurturing you,
没有帮助过你。
Those who play no part in helping you,
没有为你带导的人。
Those who have never prayed for you,
怎样反对你都不会丝毫损害你。
It doesn't matter how they oppose you, they will not harm you.
因为他建造没有份，他就不知道怎么拆嘛。
Because they have no part in building you up, they don't know how to tear you down.
你千万不要害怕。
So do not be afraid.
我学习这个功课好多年的时间。
I have spent many years learning this lesson.
结果我发现他们拆拆。因为他不知道怎么建，所以他就不知道用什么工具才能拆。
They try to destroy me, but because they play no part in building me up, they don't know how to do the destruction.
结果他们百花齐力，最后呢，自讨没趣。
In the end, they spend so much energy and lead to nothing.
恨你的人，恨到最后会疲倦。
Those who hate you at the end will be tired of hating you.
讨厌你的人，讨厌的半死。结果自己没有力。
And if they dislike you, in the end, they will become weak.
让他自生自灭。
So let them be.
让他自己玩弄自己。
Let them play their own games.
你不要有份在他们的罪恶中间。
Do not be partake in their sin.
这是真正的事情。
These are two things.
我不但敢这么讲，我实在这么做到了。
Not only would I teach you this, I have done this.
原来攻击我的人，起先是要利用我。
Those who attack me often want to make use of me in the first place.
当他发现我是不能被利用的时候，他就转一个链孔出来了。
When they realize that I cannot be made use of, they turn the other way around.
原来我有 X 光的功能。
I have this X-ray ability.
把他的本相照得清清楚楚。
To be able to expose people for who they
are. 那怎么办呢？
So what will we do?
你看见他原来是这么低级、这么卑劣的个性的时候。
When you see how despicable the person really is.
你就更有机会为别人祷告。
Then you have the opportunity to pray for them.
但是我告诉你，
But I tell you this,
那栽培过你，
those who have nurtured you,
真正爱过你，
who has loved you,
真正帮助过你，
who has helped you before,
真正为你带祷的人，
who have prayed for you before,
如果他对你不满意，你就要谨慎。
You need to be cautious if they are dissatisfied with you.
因为对你的父母，对你的兄长，对那些曾经教导你、照顾你、关心你、带祷的人，你一定要尊重他们。
You need to honor your parents, your elders, people who have taken care of you before.
他们对你的不满意，还是出于他们对你的爱。
Even when they're dissatisfied with you, it's because they love you.
所以真正爱你的人开始讨厌你的时候，你要悔改。
You need to repent if those who truly love you begin to dislike you.
你所有的成功没有办法挡住他们对你的不满意。
All your successes will not stop them from being dissatisfied.
因为他们是从爱做出发点的。
Because they started off with love.
你要非常谨慎这样的事
情。You need to be very cautious about this.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
因为我们相信上帝是公义的上帝。
We believe that God is a just God.
人在人间所受的一切都是次要的。
So everything that we go through will be secondary.
最后上帝的印证或者上帝的丢弃才是真正重要的。
The thing that is most important is whether God affirm you or forsake you.
当上帝印证你的时候，人一切的攻击，你流的一切眼泪就自动消失，自动擦干了。
If God affirms you, then all the attack of people and your tears will all disappear.
当上帝的指责、上帝的审判来到的时候，人对你的赞赏、人对你的过分的这个夸奖，都完全变成虚空的。
But if God should rebuke you and judge you, all the praises of the world would become empty.
当神审判的话语出口的时候
，When the words of judgment come forth from God,
你永远没有机会再为自己上诉。
You will have no opportunity to appeal.
因为他是最高的权威。
He is the highest authority.
他是最终极的裁决。
He is the ultimate judge.
他的赞赏是无上的。
His praise is endless.
他给你的荣耀是终极的。
His glory is ultimate.
所以耶稣说，不受从人来的荣耀，这个人是真的。
A person that would not enjoy the praises of people would be a true person.
耶稣不受人的荣耀。
Jesus will not take glory from man.
耶稣在上十字架以前那几天
，The few days before his crucifixion，
他祷告父啊，求你荣耀你的儿子。
He prayed, Father, glorify your son.
正如他在地上已经荣耀了你。
As your son has glorified you already on earth.
所以我们一定要忠于上帝，也乐意接受他给我们印证。他给我们的荣耀。
So we need to be faithful to God and willingly accept His affirmation and glory.
有了这个以外，那么人对我们怎么样，都是完全没有关系的。
And if we possess this, nothing else matters.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
雅各根本不要到埃及去。
Jacob did not want to go to Egypt.
为了爱他的儿子心切。
Because he loved his son so much.
所以他回去看。
So he returned
他到了埃及去的时候
When he reached Egypt,
他的词句照样把他的心境把它表达出来
His words also reflected what he felt.
Joseph 对法老说我的兄弟跟我的父亲来了
Joseph said to Pharaoh, my father and my brothers are here.
法老因为 Joseph 的功劳
Because of what Joseph has done,
他一定不但尊重 Joseph 也顺此尊重又是所有的家人
Pharaoh will honor Joseph and his family members
所以他的这个又是就把父亲照着法老要求带到法老的面前来
and Joseph brought the father in accordance to the rules of Pharaoh
法老说你只管照你所知道的把埃及最好的地给你的父亲跟你兄弟去住
And Pharaoh said to Joseph, just give the best land of Egypt to your
brothers. 法老为什么会这样善待以色列人呢
Why was Pharaoh so generous?
这个是跟整个埃及文化完全违背的
What he has done is against Egyptian culture.
埃及人是种田的
Egyptians are farmers.
地是不能搬的
And so the land cannot be shifted.
种田的一定定居在固定的地方。
A farmer will then stay in a fixed place.
水牧养人一定不能定居的。
A shepherd, however, will not stay in a fixed place.
这边地的草吃完了，一定把羊带到别地方去。
They must bring the cattle and sheep somewhere else.
住房屋的人是安居下来的人。
Those who live in houses are those who stay there for good.
游牧民族是颠簸流离的人。
But the nomadic race will go from place to place.
所以埃及人就看不起那牧羊的人。
Egyptians therefore detest the
shepherds. 把他们当作比较低级、比较下流的一种百姓。
And consider them as second class.
但是当法老王说你是做什么工作的
？When Pharaoh asked them what work do you do?
他们回答我们是牧羊的。
They said we are shepherds.
我们的祖宗也是牧羊。
Our ancestors were shepherds.
讲这句话的时候，埃及的法老马上开始，哼，你们这些下等的，这些不定居的，这些到处漂流的百姓，那我就随便给你块地就算。
A Pharaoh could have simply said that you are nomadic lower class citizen, just give you any land.
在这里呢，埃及王说，虽然你是牧羊的，我要把埃及最好的地给你们住。
But here the Pharaoh said, although you are shepherds, I give you the best land of Egypt.
完全违背埃及的文化。
This is against their culture.
今天坐在我旁边的人在飞机上。
Today on the plane, the person sitting beside me.
快要到新加坡的时候，一直看下面。
He kept looking out when the plane was about to land.
从他的眼光的行驶，我想大概是第一次到新加坡来了。
I think he probably come to Singapore for the first time.
但我不能说你第一次来是吗？这个不大有礼貌，对不对
？But it's not too courteous to ask him.
所以我问他的，你常常来吗
？So I ask him, do you come to Singapore often?
你讲话要有要有艺术的。
You need to have the art of conversation.
你问错了就失去见证的机会了哈。
You ask the wrong question, you cannot get that.
我们有时候不谨慎就讲错话了。
Sometimes we make mistakes.
有一次有一个人，他带一个女的在旁边。 我就说这是我忘记了，就说这是你妈妈。他说不，这是我太太，我不好意思的办事。
This was a person whose wife I mistook as the mother.
因为女人你把她猜错一代，你一个罪就几十代。
You better not guess the wrong age of a woman.
所以从那一次以后呢，我如果问这是谁，是就让他打。
I will just let the person answer the question.
他自己答，他一定不会随便乱答。
He will surely answer, give you a right answer.
那么，对不对？他自己负责。
He will be responsible for the answer.
所以呢，我问他说：“你常常来吗？”他说：“不，第一次来。
”So he answered at this first time.
第一次来眼光不一样。
So he looked different.
比较真实，比较天真无邪，也比较傻里傻气的样子。
Also a bit silly.
所以他看完了，就对他旁边的父亲说。
And he said to his father,
这些地就是从印尼买来的泥土在这边填的。
All this land, reclaimed land, the soil is from Indonesia.
因为还没有到新加坡，一大堆在海上的那些小地找，怎么是印尼买泥土放在那边呢？
Because actually he made a mistake, those were Indonesian islands.
所以我对他说，
So I said to him,
从印尼买的泥土不会放这边的。
The soil they buy from Indonesia is not here.
这里离开新加坡很远，卖不掉也不值钱的。
We are very far from Singapore.
新加坡人从印尼买泥土搬到海里再填一填做什么呢？
Singaporean will not dump the soil here.
他们印尼买的泥土一定填在最贵的地方。
The soil they buy from Indonesia must be at the most expensive place.
身价万倍了。
So that the value will increase.
不可能丢在海边这些东西。
It's not possible to be right here.
是这样哈，是这样。
Yeah, okay.
他对爸爸说：“不是，不是，是别地方。
”So he said the father is somewhere else.
就有受教的心，解经错误一改就改对了。
He was very correctable.
好了，后来他们下来了。
And then they alight.
我告诉你
，I tell you this.
最好的地
，the best land
是不会让外人用。
Will not be given to the foreigners.
最好的地
the best land,
一定留给自己的子孙用。
Will be reserved for your own children.
有经济价值。
It has economic value.
有这个物质，能够使国家兴旺的价值。
It can continue to prosper the nation.
法老说
，But the Pharaoh said,
就是啊
，Joseph，
你就把埃及最好的地让你的父亲跟你的兄弟用吧。
Settle your father and brothers in the best part of Egypt.
这种这么大量的心。
It was so generous of him.
那证明法老王对约瑟的尊重已经无以复加了。
And this shows us that he respected Joseph completely.
连你年老的父亲，一个快要死的人，都可以住在最好的地。不是等死了把他丢在沟里或者随便一块地给他种地就是了。
He even honored the father of Joseph, a dying man.
这样约瑟的功劳太大了。
And so Joseph must have done a great deal for him. 约
瑟的家人
His family members
就在埃及享受最好的地
would then enjoy the best land of Egypt.
那么当约瑟跟把这个他自己的父亲带到法老面前的时候
When Joseph brought his father to Pharaoh,
法老就问约瑟说
Pharaoh asked Joseph,
你生平的年日有多少？
How many years have you lived?
雅各就对法老说
And Jacob said to Pharaoh,
我寄居在世的日子
The years of my pilgrimage.
他不是说我活到现在已经有多远
He didn't say how long have I lived.
他说我寄居的日子
He said the years of my pilgrimage.
所以雅各有个非常清楚的头脑
Jacob was very clear in his mind.
他的信仰告诉他这世界不是他的家
His faith tells him that this world is not his home.
我们今天有许多事情做错，是因为我们把别人的地当作自己的家，把寄居的身份当作永住的房主。
Today we make a lot of mistakes because we treat the temporal housing as an eternal one.
表示我们在暂时跟永恒中间有一个错角。
It tells us that we are confused towards what's temporal, what's eternal.
如果杨长老说，唐牧师，下一次来住我的家好吗？
If Elder Young said, Dr. Tom, would you come and stay over at my house?
我说好啊。
And I said, fine.
我住了以后，我就永远不出来了。
He will stay there or will not leave.
我说这个房子不错吗？
The house looks very nice.
不错的意思就是对我很好，我就住下来吧。
And I'll continue to live there.
那我就不付房租。
I don't pay the rent.
他的东西我就每个自己拿来用，好像就是我的一样。
And let's make use of everything in this house.
那他的心里怎么感觉呢？
And how would he feel in his heart?
我请你来一天，怎么你住一年呢？
I ask you to come for one day, why do you come for one year?
这个人真的没有自量力，也没有分寸，你就这样好意思住下去？
我大概不会这样子讲。
我说大概他会这样讲，他说大概不会这样讲，表示他还是很尊重我的，因为我也不会那么做的。 啊，那么他这个事情真的很奇怪嘛。
You probably think that this guy is very strange.
这么请你来住一天，你来住一年呢
？Why do you stay for one year？
啊，这就是我要对你讲的话。
This is what I'm saying to you.
到底上帝把你放在世界上做什么？
What is the purpose of your life on earth?
你在这个世界上是做人客或者做主人。
Are you a guest or are you a host here?
这世界对你是暂时的家或是永恒的家。
Is this world a temporal home or eternal home?
所以我想不到雅各在法老面前讲的这句话就成为基督徒人生观最重要的浓缩的。